Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right, when you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver at CaregiverDave.com, also coming to you live and on demand 24/7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 26 global audio and video platforms, platforms like iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, CastBox, MixCloud, and a host of others. In fact, we're proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast in the top 50 on Player FM, and number two on FeedSpot out of the top 60, and number two on CaringVillage.com. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Dr. VK Raju was born in Rajahmundry,
yes,
AP, India. He is the founding patron member of AAPI. He is a clinical professor of ophthalmology at West Virginia University, adjunct professor of Wilmer Eye Institute, Johns Hopkins University, director of the International Ocular Surface Society. He is also founder and president of the Eye Foundation of America, a nonprofit organization dedicated to realizing a world without childhood blindness. And I can go on and on, but basically, he's a very smart guy who knows everything there is about eyes. Before we get started, I want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest, Darius Ross, for a great interview. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews, including this one, on our membership website, CaregiverDave.com, or any of our other 26 global networks that I mentioned earlier. All right, enough of that. BK, welcome to the Caregiver Dave radio show. We're so excited to have you on.
Glad to be here. I always think about life is one day at a time. You know, every day when I get up in the morning, I'm on the top of the world, one day at a time.
You can sing that song from the Carpenters. I'm on the top of the world.
That's right.
Down
that's
on right. Creation and the only whatever.
Yes, that's right.
That is my question. Who that's is right. Dr. VK Raju and why?
Raju.
Yeah. Raju.
Yeah.
And why did God place you on this earth?
Oh, wonderful. What a wonderful... Believe me, nobody asked me this kind of question.
Well, you've never been on this show before.
Yeah, that's right. Ophthalmology, you know, the sight, 80% of our learning is through vision, especially children. If they miss the chance, the greatest tragedy, I can prove it, I'm writing quite a two or three books in different ones because... I write books because I keep on learning. My mentor in London used to say, when you keep learning, there are no two words, distraction and frustration do not exist if you keep learning. So because I keep learning, I am writing these books. The most terrible tragedy in this world is preventable, avoidable childhood blindness. Because 80% of our learning is through vision. If we don't learn, we fall back. A blind child is a problem to the child, to the family, to the society. So God brought me for that to do a minuscule work though. A minuscule work even after 40 years. The Eastern philosophy says it is just the beginning. We think we have done so much, but still it is just the beginning. That's why I came to do... Give, work with others is a teamwork to give children vision because simple little things can give them 75 years of life. A 20-minute operation can give them 75 years of life. There's nothing is equal to that except vaccinations. Yeah.
So you're saving the world one blind child at a time.
Yes, sir. So that's for sure.
I'm curious, how many blind children are there in the world and what is the most common reason for their blindness, and is it preventable? And for example, could you have helped Helen Keller if you were around during her childhood?
But Helen Keller, those days, I could not have helped Today, we have all the answers. Just like this flower, I say, this is crocus flower, represents the end of polio on the planet so that your children, my grand-grand, their children will not get polio anymore, because the Rotary International, which was founded by one person 106 years ago, Paul Harvey, the upper one represents Paul Harvey Society.
Paul Harvey started that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
And I just came from a very technological, wonderful meeting in New Orleans about Academy of Ophthalmology Prevention, Cure. It's a marvelous type of yearly meeting. So many people, I was talking to these successful business people. They're all doing all these technology things for us. They did not know who Paul, Paul Harris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Paul Harris, not Paul. That Paul Harvey is different. I could talk on him. I was in London. I used to hear his radio shows, certain things. Anyway.
Paul Harris.
So, coming to the point with the childhood blindness, even Helen Keller, if it is today, we can give her vision because of all this basic sciences, technology, everything is there. But what is real missing is there are three things that should combine. These things should happen, like, you know, political will, professional will, people's will. If they combine, anything can be most wonderful things. Even without somebody born without eyeballs can give them vision, because the things that are advanced today, I could not have said this one 30 years ago. Today we have everything, but the unless these wills come through, still children keep on suffering decade after decade after decade.
So what things can you not fix with blindness?
Today, if the gene abnormality is found, you can replace the gene. You know, we are amidst of this viral disease, but I'm sure you know, I think how much our audience will be knowing that 3% of human gene is a viral gene. So when we do a genetic treatment for a child who was born with an abnormal gene, by third year, this is called Leber's amaurosis. It's not that uncommon. A child is born normally, 1 year, 2 years, he's seeing some, but not seeing normally. Then in the third year, he keeps on looking around. He's not able to see. People almost think he's pretending. And 25, 30 years ago, when the child came to the doctors, also did not, oh, he's pretending. This is pretending. Nothing wrong with that, because everything looks normal. But the gene was absent. So gradually, in the next 1 or 2 years, he almost becomes blind. Today, after 45 to 50 years of hard work by these multiple few hundreds of geneticists, the people who are working with the genes found the gene. And a couple of patients in, you know, more than three or four in United States, 2 in Germany, 2 in Cambridge, 2 in Australia. They did inject the gene into the eye and the child started seeing.
Wow.
So
amazing.
He is amazing. If the gene is not abnormal, there are stem cells, certain diseases, an alkaline burn. The worst thing that can happen to the eyes is somebody throwing alkali, not the acid. Acid is much kinder than the alkali. Alkali, in seconds, it goes into the eye. Acid, it stops at the front. It's some burn. With an alkaline burn, is the worst thing that happens. It kills all the stem cells around our eye. And you can take the stem cells from patient's own. There are various methods. Or one of your relations, you can give. That can be done too. So either stem cell, gene therapy, or there's nothing there. Eyeballs are all gone, completely destroyed in an Afghanistan war. So I was there in Afghanistan 3 times, but during peaceful times. You can put a camera, a pair of glasses, all just pure technology, and connect that one to the back of the eye. to the brain, back of the brain, and they can see
the camera. Huh?
All those people don't have 20/20 vision, but they're not blind anymore. They can walk around, they can see the window, they can see the door.
Wow. You know, I'm going to ask you a strange and peculiar question.
Yes,
but,
sir.
The deaf community is a very close-knit community, and they've got things down where they don't need the hearing anymore. They've got Braille, they've got other ways. And I saw a movie one time where this boy had an opportunity to get this operation to put something in their ears, and it gave them not great hearing, but good enough hearing. And he was looked down upon by the deaf community that, you know, is anything like that in the blind community? Are there anybody who has a problem with you healing their eyes as opposed to staying blind and doing what they do? Because I can't believe that people would be against hearing. But throughout the movie, you know, he ended up taking them off because it just wasn't the same thing, you know. And he heard more, quote unquote, without hearing than with hearing.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I mean.
At all, what a marvelous question. I'm telling you, this is so true about that one. We make fun of deaf people. You know, grandpa becomes deaf if he can don't hear it. Oh, people making. Nobody makes jokes out of blind people. So there is nothing like that in the blind community, because whenever you're blind, if he gets the vision and all that, they're all very happy for that. No, I think there is a big difference, that a kind of a stigma or odd thing between deaf and the blind. But deafness is also equally disabling.
Yeah. Well, supposedly Mozart or Beethoven, I think it was Beethoven, wrote his greatest compositions deaf. Yeah. How do you do that?
Yeah, let me say that I know what you mean, but even if blind people did incredible things, that doesn't mean we neglect and let people becoming blind so that
right.
they can become an artist and all that. But they could have done even more if they are not blind.
Sure. So just how many children go blind each year in this world?
There are about 500,000 children go blind each year.
Wow.
But because of the blindness, they are neglected. And when that happens, there are more, about half of them die because of blindness related than the other causes.
Really?
Yeah, that's why. But if we take vitamin A, you know, the wonderful things happened in the last 35 years, but still, a vitamin 1 tablet, if you can give those children, especially mostly in Africa, there are in other countries too a little bit, but WHO, all these groups have done, but they could do much more, just like what Rotary International did with the polio. These are all, these things can be done, but we have to combine those three wheels. Look at what happened with our infection, this COVID-19. There is a political will went differently. Some people will even, you know, I tell you, this one bleeds my heart when health professionals from the hospital say we don't have vaccination. I send them, I have sent 100 letters in this area, put a poster that Benjamin Franklin 200 plus years ago said, I'm so sorry that I did not vaccinate my child and he died at the age of 4. Because act of commission, act of omission, both can be bad. That's why education is the most important. We keep on saying, I quote my opportunity, quote my mentor, Dr. Byrne in London, there are three solutions for every problem in this world, including COVID-19. Education, education, and education. All the three are education. I think you all do very well. I always remember that 30, 40 years ago is written in a book called Media, the Second God by Tony Schwartz. A lot of media people also don't know about that book. Media, the Second God. Media can do incredible things. Even people criticize media, they still listen what is happening in the media.
Well, what do you say to the person who says, I'm not going to get vaccinated because nobody knows, not even the health professionals, what's going to happen to me 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, or my children? Is that a true statement? But we don't know. We're getting
not real, but you know, he needs to. You know, that's a genuine question. But we can. We have incredible record of vaccinations. Take penicillin. In 1 million people, about 3 or 4 people died even with the penicillin. People don't know those things. But 1 million people were saved without that antibiotic. Thousands and thousands would have been died. But today's context, if he doesn't get a vaccination, he's spreading the virus to his own people without knowing.
Well, what would you say to the person who says, this really isn't a vaccination because 50, 60, 70% of the people are still getting COVID, even with the so-called vaccination, that it's not really a vaccination. If it was, they wouldn't get it at all. So what do you say to that?
That is not totally, truly true statement that 50, 60 people, I know in among...
I know personally 3 or 4 people who have the vaccination and had COVID even before, and they got it again. So, you know...
But most of them, they'll have a very severe disease and they won't die.
Yeah, but isn't the vaccination supposed to prevent you from getting it as opposed to just make it less deadly?
Sure, but none of the things in the world and the human science is not 100%. But we are coming closer and closer understanding the genes, the 2.5 billion genes.
Okay.
But the other thing is, like an Eastern philosophy says, our understanding of human, God, all these things is always in evolution. We keep learning. Think about this talking to you from East and West Coast. 100 years ago, if somebody tells that I spoke to so-and-so on the West Coast, there's so many thousands and thousands of people are listening from their comfort of their home. They say, they think I am a crazy guy and, you know, laugh at me and go.
So what are some common misconceptions in eye care?
Yeah, that's right. People always think, you know, about the eye. The commonest vision problem is glasses. Glasses wearing will not make the eyes weaker. Glasses will focus for you. The biggest misconception is people after 40, they go to the drugstores. You know, they can't read. They have to keep it away from you. That's a normal aging process. It's not a disease. But it's a dis-ease. You don't like it. So people don't want to wear glasses too, but there are answers too. There are a lot of things can be done. Multifocal implants can be done, surgeries, but I don't advise all those things. The simple way is a drugstore glasses, whatever it suits you, you can wear. But most important is after 40, 2% of us develop a glaucoma. It is a pressure in the eye. We have a normal pressure. If it goes high, it's called glaucoma. If you neglect it, we can slowly lose your vision. But today's technology, today's medications, today's lasers, almost every patient we can cure only if we catch it early. I hope your audience will get to remember 2 words I say. Accessibility, affordability, if it is there, so many tragic things won't happen in this because we have all the understanding technology today. So if he wears these glasses, but still he should go at least 2 years, every 2 years, check by, could be an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, both are doctors, but the optometrist never went to medical school. He did optometry. Where an ophthalmologist went to a medical school and he does surgery, other things, even more. But for this checking, we can go to either of them. And if the pressures are normal, every 2 years if we get checked, because he's a silent thief, he can wear these drugstore glasses. That's fine. Nothing. A lot of people think wearing those glasses, it will hurt their eyes or damage. Our wrong leg glasses will damage the eye. Reading a long, long time, it can damage the back. There are a lot of misconceptions today.
How about wearing somebody else's glasses? Will that hurt your
And if you can see well, wear them, no harm at all. But if they're too strong, you don't see well, you may get headache, but it's not damaging your eyes. If it is too weak, you are still getting fatigue, and uncomfortable, still you are not comfortable, but it doesn't. Let me say a simple sentence. If the glasses can damage the vision, eyes, we can have a kind of glasses we can invent to do the undo it too. That's a simple nature's philosophy.
So talk about the retina and separating. Because I was starting to see flashes of light. And I went to the doctor and he says, well, let's look at it because sometimes when you get older, your retina can detach and that'll be flashes and this and that. Turns out that my retina did not detach, but I still had those flashes and they did go away. It was a temporary thing. Talk about that, mid-age.
That's one of the most common things that can happen after 45 and 50. More common, people with nearsightedness. Nearsightedness means where their glasses, they see, I am farsighted, I need just for reading. That's all. Otherwise, my eyes are pretty, you know, normal, healthy. When they cannot see the distance, if they take out their glasses, the distance is all blurry. Those are called myopia. There are about 35, 40, 45 million people with nearsightedness. There, some of them, a reasonable percentage of them, their retina can have a little weakness, is there, inherent weakness. But as you get into 40s and 50s, their eyeball, the gel will change with the aging. They see those flashing lights. In such cases, most of the people do not have retinal detachment. Those flashing lights are floating things if they see. If they get tested by an ophthalmologist and he reissues them, there is no tear, no detachment, but they should be seen in 6 months, 1 year. He will tell you depending upon. Some people don't need to come back for 1 year. Some people will see them in another 6 weeks. See anything is changing. If it is changing while the vision is still 20/20, we can fix that with a simple 15-minute laser procedure. 30 years ago, I could not have said this. They used to come after detachments because even examination techniques were very poor. Today, we can catch that pull on the retina before it is detached, that tear on the retina before it is with the detachment, your vision is affected very badly. With the flashing lights, still your vision is 20/20. We can keep it that way to the modern technology.
Yeah. My eyesight actually got better after that episode. How did that happen?
It is better for your reading, though, not for distance. Am I right?
Yeah. I don't use glasses for reading, and I used to.
That is a kind of cataract. We all get cataract. Cataract is like a skin. It develops from same tissue that the skin has developed. There is a lens in the eye which does it like this all the time. And by 40, it doesn't do that. So you need reading glasses. But as you are getting into 60s, the lens of the eye gets what is called sclerosis. Lens, in other words, slight cataract. And that cataract, the lens becomes a little thick. When it becomes thick, in the olden days, in 1930s, somebody called it second sight. They really did not understand. It took another 10, 15 years to understand that second sight means previously you used to wear reading glasses. Now you can take it and take an elderly 80-year-old lady. You know, I just saw a couple of weeks ago. She cooks. She reads a little bit. She doesn't care for the TV. And she says, no, I don't have any problem. She has cataracts, but she doesn't drive. So somebody says, oh, my grandma never had cataracts. No, we all have cataracts by the age of 60.
Yeah, they said I have some, but they're not bad yet. Are they going to get worse?
Slowly. If your lifestyle is good, there's a view. Oh, I love these questions. Believe me, I want to talk to you throughout the night. Yeah. They did it on 15,000 people followed for 5 years of study. People eat well, exercise well, don't smoke. You know,
we all know that.
Everybody knows what is the right lifestyle. Their cataracts are slow because their cardiovascular status is good. The lens, that cloudiness in the lenses, we call it cataract. When it is slight, you don't mind at all as it gets into mid-70s to 80s. It affects your driving. If you don't drive much, a lot of people may not need cataract surgery. So that is the one, is second sight is A lot of people will...
Yeah, I'm 68 and I have 30-40 vision.
Okay.
Still can drive, read the signs, and still can read without glasses. This is really, really tiny. You know, like That's the medicine bottles.
That they is put helping you. That's small. Right. It's helping you. Some people say, this slight cataract is different from eye to eye. One eye has a little more. That becomes nearsighted. The other eye cataract is not that much. So he still can drive. Doc, I can read. I can drive.
The strong eye takes over.
But if I close one eye differently, you can see that different. Nothing wrong with that. You can continue like that without spending $400 on bifocals.
Right. So what do you want to tell our person for the last question? We're out of time. That maybe we didn't discuss already, and maybe talk about your book.
Most of the things most important, even for the eye, for the heart, for the anything, the old Eastern philosophy said, the word mitta, the moderation word came from mitta. Everything is in balance. Everything in moderation. Nothing wrong with the drinking if it is in moderation. But that is the real problem in the modern world. We do all excesses. Eat right, exercise right, and don't take yourself too seriously. Somebody asked me, Raju, what do you mean by not taking? Start the day with the good morning God rather than good God morning, whatever is things happening around the world.
Well, that's great advice. Thank you so much. So how can someone get a hold of you?
After 40, examination for glaucoma is the most important advice I can give. Every 2 years, you can wear any glasses.
Every 2 years? I think I'm due then.
Yeah. Unless your family history has glaucoma. Somebody had eye problems, not you, anybody, they may need more, you know, earlier examination. Today, if we catch them early, treat them early, so many conditions can be done so well. I hope even the gene mapping, it is done. I think we are in most wonderful times today living in this world.
Yeah, and see, it's a double-edged sword because we're living so long now. We're having more of Alzheimer's and dementia, and nobody lived that long, and so it wasn't a problem.
Absolutely, but even Alzheimer's is not just the medical. There are a lot of other things during childhood, the association, the family. There are a lot of other things, learning 2-3 languages. There's incredible things we are finding about Alzheimer's too. Though medical research and drug is most important, wonderful, I'm not against that. But that's not the only issue. There are a lot of other things why in some societies Alzheimer's is so common. In other societies, it is so rare.
Wow. How can someone get a hold of you if they want to pick your brain or read your book? You have a book, right?
iFoundationofAmerica.org, our foundation.
iFoundationofAmerica.org.
I will glad to answer any of those questions. I have some very dedicated volunteer team. I always feel volunteerism is the greatest thing. Love thy neighbor type of, you know, I'm a born Hindu, but, you know, my religion is just be human, dear. That one of the movies says, just be human. You know, so when my patients ask me, Raju, are you a Christian? He said, no, I am a love their neighbor Christian, yes.
And how old are you?
I am after 59, I stopped growing anymore. So I always say I'm a chronological age or biological age. I will stop with my biological age is 59. Until last year, I used to say 49.
Are you really 59?
No, far from it. let people guess it. Yeah, thank you.
All right. And you're still in practice? You're still working?
Yes, I travel quite a bit. Actually, very recently I traveled. Well, since 9/11, I traveled 1.1 or even 2 million miles because I love travel, meeting people. I hope you will come with me for an international trip.
I would love to.
We'll do that too.
I travel a lot as well.
So many people still do not know about until the British came. India was the richest country, not just in monetary matters, what it gave to the rest of the world. I feel, let me say this one, even though you are not stopping me, thank you. India and United States should become the real Maitri, means real friendship. We can truly bring peace to the world. Until then, we worship the war heroes, pray for peace.
Yes. Well, we have many, many, many wonderful Indian immigrants to this country, and they're wonderful people. They're intelligent people. They're good family people, and they're an asset to this country.
And
thank you so much.
Like United States and India, these should become real friends. Then I think there is a real peace. Otherwise, war after war after war. You know, I'm writing a little book on how many wars within the country, within the communities, internationally. You won't believe how many people is still keep on happening for thousands of years.
Well, we are India's friends, aren't we? I don't know.
Well, that's been, you know, those are difficult questions for me to say, because somebody misconstrued what I say. No, United States still, as a plainly as a doctor, I'll say, not as a political statement. United States keeps on supporting dictatorships all over.
Yeah.
India is a democracy with the 825 million people stood in line, voted without shooting each other. That is the greatness by people to vote in India. In so many centuries, India never invaded another country. A lot of people don't know this. And never had a civil war. Wow. Never invaded another country. Never invaded other. And there are so. There is never a military coup in India.
Wow!
I will take up on that one to the foundation. What we can do as ultimately to the children in the I Project, we'll get a misconception about India too in this country.
Yeah, our government spends a lot of money on dictatorships, like you said, and India has a lot of poverty. You know, Calcutta is probably the most poverty-stricken place on earth, and they could certainly use some funds, and they are and have been a good friend.
I know, but I'll say this one. India is a highly developed country with a developing country problems. India sent a few years ago a mission to the Mars in the first attempt. No country did it.
Yeah.
So you are right. I hope so. I'm so glad you accepted. I think there's a lot of things in life is like this. Yesterday is a cancel check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. But today is the cash. Thank you for asking me to be with you today.
Thank you so much. And you have a great day. And we appreciate you coming on the show. And to all our listeners who tune in each and every week, we thank you for tuning in. And a reminder, all our shows become recorded podcasts on our platform, caregiverdave.com, and 26 other platforms I mentioned earlier. If you're listening to this on a platform, click the like button below, and that will help Google to give us favorable algorithms so that others can hear this show. And to all my listeners, thank you again for tuning in each and every week. So until next time, bye-bye. God bless you.
Thank you. Take care.
We are a community of caregivers that understands and supports you wherever you are in your journey. We are a place to connect with other caregivers, but more importantly, a place to get practical, actionable help. There are lots of ways for you to get support. First of all, you can download our welcome pack. This will get you started on your Thrive journey. Next, you can ask and get answers to your questions by posting them here in our private Facebook groups. You can also get live online support by attending one of our live weekly Connect webinars. You can get practical, actionable advice by listening to our weekly podcast. You can hear and read other stories about other caregivers' experiences. Plus, add your own in our weekly Share Your Story forum, posted every Tuesday in the Facebook group. You can access essential resources and download practical Thrive Solutions packs, all of which are geared to help you thrive as a caregiver. You get lifetime access to all of our resources. Again, we're here to support you and help you thrive and to enjoy your life as a caregiver. And remember, this is a place to get hope, not just cope.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing.